Three cities in the region will soon be testing out protected bike lanes as part of a pilot project put on by Bike NWA, a nonprofit working to promote cycling as an alternative form of transportation. The organization held a public input meeting last week at the Arts Center of the Ozarks in Springdale, where protected bike lanes will be installed before the end of the year. Ryan Hale, the founder of LaneShift, is a consultant on the project.
Employing a trails or greenways only approach to building out a bicycle network is very similar to employing a freeway only approach to road or street network. You just simply need more diverse offerings in your community to move people really to their door.
Hale says greenways are great, but they rarely account for the first and last mile of a commute. That's where on-street infrastructure comes in to create greater connectivity that encourages use. And Hale adds on-street infrastructure can be installed at a fraction of the cost of a greenway, especially since many cities have already overbuilt the roads.
We used to think that wider equaled safer, but actually what we're seeing now is that actually wider means faster.
Those extra wide roads, Hale says, can be used for biking infrastructure. In Springdale, the pilot project will stretch down Maple Avenue from Pleasant Street to Holcomb, where it will connect to the Razorback Regional Greenway. Hale says the city will restripe the road to include protected bike lanes, and volunteers will install raised delineators known as zebras.
They're from Spain, and they are approximately 3 feet long by about 8 inches tall, and they're heavy. And if you hit it with your car, you're going to know it.
There will also be protected bike lane pilot projects launching in Siloam Springs and Fayetteville. And Ryan Hale says all of them are about learning.
There's going to be a pretty significant evaluation that's undertaken with this project that's going to include both vehicle traffic counts, bicycle user counts, surveys, public input, and all of that's going to go into a final report that hopefully the city will be able to look at and say, you know, we'd like to take what was a temporary project that was built with temporary materials, and we want to take that and turn it into a permanent facility.
There will be another public input session in Springdale before the end of this month. And Hale says Bike NWA plans to install the protected bike lanes over the course of a week in either October or November.